Everybody's, you know, working hard to get ready for the Bills. And, you know, other than that, John, I'll let the injury report speak for itself.
I feel good. I feel great. We got the W, you know, able to celebrate with the teammates and my family. And just, you know, another day in the office, just, you know, recovering from the game and get ready for Buffalo.
Just another day at the office. Matt Radio, good morning on a Thursday. Mike, Seth, and Paul on Sports Radio 610. Lance McCullers will join us at 8:20. Michael Lombardi is on the show at 9:20. I'm checking my NFL scoreboard here to see if there are any updated lines for Texans-Bills on Sunday and see if we know any more about the status of Deshaun. On ESPN, it's Houston minus 10. It feels like he's going to play.
Yeah, no, it definitely feels like he's going to play.
He's playing.
He's given no indication at all that he's not going to play. I guess at this point, if he weren't to play, it would be because the medical authorities stepped in. By that, I mean Dr. Lowe and those guys over there, and just said, no, this isn't safe, and we're holding you out. It seems like Deshaun Watson is set on being there in the game.
That's what it appears.
I said it on television, so it has to be the case. Otherwise, I'm a liar.
What exactly did you tell the people on Fox?
They said, I think it was Kelly that asked me, does it look like Deshaun Watson's going to play? And I said, all indications are that he will. Was that intellectually honest? Indicators that he will?
Well, let's see. He was limited in practice. He did a press conference. He spoke like somebody who did not have a punctured lung.
I think the fact that he did the press conference is telling that he'll actually play. I also think that DeAndre Hopkins intimating that he would play as well, I think that also is a sign that he will play. He's going to play. I think the real question is what percentage of Deshaun Watson is going to play, because clearly he's practicing enough where Watson feels confident and Hopkins feels confident.
I took
what
it
do you
the
mean
same
what percentage of him is going to play?
I mean, how well
like
will
how
he play?
How good is he going
to
be?
Right,
okay.
Yeah.
The Mike Meltzer guessing percentages guy says 85%.
85%.
85%.
I'm going to say...
is that high?
I don't know. Well, it depends. Is it 85% of the Deshaun who runs too much and takes too many chances? Then, okay, I think 85% could be like 100% of a better Deshaun Watson. This might be one of the most silver lining situations ever. Deshaun desperately needs to learn how to go the hell down. So this is going to coax him along. That whatever his bruise or crack or whatever it is, if he's out there playing, God help, please don't be a hero, Deshaun. Don't be out there. It's week, what is this? Week six. It's week six, Deshaun. Don't be like further cracking your rib for all for the glory of beating the Buffalo Bills.
That's the problem, though. He has to. Doesn't he? I mean, how does this offense move? This offense doesn't move.
No, they move. They don't score.
Of course, he has to be the hero for this offense.
Well, no, but that's a question. Okay.
Does he have to be in this game?
He doesn't have to take undue risks. He doesn't have to do all those things that, including like, because some of it is wrapped up into just throwing the football when you shouldn't be throwing the football for the sake of possible interceptions. Like some of the hits he's taking, he's also throwing poorly advised throws because he's lofting them up. What's wrong, Paul? Are you tired?
Yeah.
You're agitated this morning. What's going on?
Because I said two things, and I'm being asked what I just said both of you.
You said them in kind of a confusing fashion. We were just asking for clarification. So you're like, what's going on? Did you get like 3 hours of sleep?
Paul got more.
I got more, yeah. And it didn't. I woke up in the middle of the night at 2:30, just sweating everywhere, and I have no idea why. So I went back to bed, and I woke up, and I didn't wake up until 5:35.
Oh jeez,
that can happen at times.
I don't know what the hell's going on. Something's going on with me. It's driving me nuts.
Did you vomit or anything? Do
no.
you want to go vomit?
No, no. I ate healthy. Didn't have anything to drink. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me right now.
I have the night sweats.
I've never had that happen before. And I mean, my room was at probably like 68 degrees or so. There's a fan blaring on top of me, too. I really have no idea what the hell's going on.
You're stressed about Deshaun, just like Bill O'Brien.
Yeah. I can't sleep over all of this. I can't sleep over a Texans-Bills game.
I think sometimes the fall gets so busy that at some point in October, November, you're like, screw it. I just need like a couple of weeks to reset myself. That's how I feel.
The Sunday to Monday turnaround totally messed me up, and I'm still trying to figure out how to actually like get back into a routine because I'm so routine-oriented, which is kind of embarrassing. I shouldn't be as routine-oriented oriented as I am. There's a lot of people that actually have real jobs. Here I am just getting up and yabbering every now and then.
Yeah, that's.
Are you a routine guy, Seth?
I don't know. I think I'd like to think I am, but I don't follow it. I think everybody's a routine person. It's just a matter of like how good are we at actually following the routine.
Yes,
you'd love a routine. It's just it's hard. Life intervenes. The life intervenes. Sunday Night Football intervenes.
Yes.
Dak Prescott. I think if you look at the two people, Deshaun Watson and Carlos Correa, are those the two guys in the city right now whose health we're most concerned about? Am I missing anybody right now?
Short term, yes.
Yep. Short term.
Yeah.
Well, you're right. We wish everybody We wish everybody a long and bountiful life. That's true. But the problem with Chris Paul is that, just like the Rockets last year, there's nothing they can do during the regular season that's going to make you feel better about certain things, including can Chris Paul stay healthy for the entire playoffs. We won't. There's nothing that makes me feel confident that, like, okay, if the Warriors decide to go at him again, when he's 1 year older, is he gonna endure all that? I don't know.
Yeah, I think your premise is right, that Deshaun Watson and Carlos Correa. I was trying for a second not to pull any Spiro Ditas's or Scott Graham's here.
Yeah.
We have a compilation, by the way, at some point this morning about different errors made about the Houston Texans. But yeah, Deshaun and Correa are the two guys you worry about most short term.
So
no question.
Correa, who said he told an AP reporter that he still feels pain every time he swings. Did I read that? There was like the AP had this huge headline about how he still feels pain every time he swings, and then they gave it about like 75 words in the article. And I'm trying to just figure out if that was something that he said like 3 weeks ago, or a month ago, and that they're just regurgitating right now.
It seemed like it's what he said very recently.
Right, right. So, look. He has a good performance in game three and also walks a couple times. Like he's going to get on base, I think, in this series. I'm more worried about him long term than anything. I think he's going to work his way through the next couple playoff series, knock on wood, two playoff series. But I'm nervous about anybody that has a back issue. Don't turn into a JJ Watt 2 year situation here with Carlos Correa.
Well, especially when it's just a weird sport that he plays where you're doing a lot of things that your body doesn't naturally do. I think with football and basketball, you're not making a lot of complex movements that you have to in baseball, where either as a pitcher you are hurling things and moving your throwing shoulder in ways that you would never else otherwise do it. And then when you're swinging a baseball bat, that is also a very weird movement that involves a lot of rotation and all that. So yeah, I think to have a back injury as a guy like Carlos Correa, that is definitely something that's really concerning. I mean, isn't that the core of everything you're doing?
Yeah.
And you rotate really fast while swinging your arms from right to left for a living.
I mean, on one hand, I feel good about it from the sense, okay, it's a full explanation of what's going on. And I'm really puzzled why on Twitter people are so angry at Correa. This guy's, I mean, Carlos Correa.
Are people angry at Correa?
I think that people are.
They're underwhelmed with him.
Yeah, but the whole thing is,
well, that's what happens when there's no explanation.
He's got a back, but there is an explanation.
There is a definitive one where I feel that I think a lot of people probably just brushed it off because he's playing, and they figure because he's back there playing that the issue wasn't that bad.
They need to dig deeper, because even minor reading between the lines, what McCullers told us a few weeks ago when I asked him about Correa, he basically intimated that, like, yeah, there are a bunch of guys here who are playing through things that nobody's really, you know, talking about that publicly.
Yeah.
He was clearly covering, and I don't say it in a bad way, for Correa. He's obviously hurt/injured. Carlos Correa is an outstanding player when he's healthy. He was an outstanding player last year when he was healthy. Look at the numbers. It's not just 2 years ago where this guy put up a big-time season. He was great last year.
Right.
Great might be overstating it, but he was an excellent
player. He entered this season as one of the top MVP candidates.
Yes.
That's how well he played last year when healthy.
You take last year and you extrapolate to 160, that's an MVP candidate. Unfortunately, he got hurt. That's why he's hitting like 100 in the last 2 months.
Right.
Not because he's not good.
Guys like him don't all of a sudden, unless the conspiracy theories that float around on In the Loop are correct and that somehow it's related to just finding marital bliss. I don't know. Wait, no, he's not officially married though yet, right?
He's engaged.
This is a long engagement.
But
the thing is, you gotta wait. He got engaged in
the World Series 11 months ago.
Yes. So getting that summer date, which I, well, not, for him, it wouldn't be the summer. It would be, that was stupid. Never mind. Actually, but he would probably want to get married.
Well, you only
have
a few months. Like, if they were going to do it in the offseason and have, like, a week-long honeymoon and everything, you've only got a few months of the offseason if you win a World Series.
I'm guessing he wants to get married in January, maybe early February, and it was too quick.
Dude, listen, ladies. You can't be having a year-long engagement. That's way too much time for the guy to think about it. Way too much time for, like, his buddy from junior high that pops back into the scene and talks him into how much of his life he's missing out in. Like, just too much life can intervene over the course of a year. You got to nail that thing down in 6 months or less.
6 months or less? Damn. I thought it's the standard is that it takes
about a
year.
A year?
Yeah. At least from my personal experiences with my group of friends and all that.
I bet but you're talking about different means here. Like, Verlander probably whipped that Italian wedding up in 2 or 3 months. They can, you know, you float a few lira people's way, and things all of a sudden get taken care of right quick.
People make things happen.
Yeah.
How long is your engagement?
Let me think. Gosh, I don't even know. Well, it was less than a year. Engaged in August, married in June. So 10 months.
Okay. Jones went a year and a half for his engagement, and that did not work out, unfortunately.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Jonesy. Can we talk about that on air?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Wait, which engagement was that?
The first one.
The marriage or the engagement?
The marriage.
The engagement.
Oh, did you never actually get married?
Oh, I did, but it was long, but then the end result was bad, too.
It was a year and a half engagement, and then you got married, and then she tried to kill you.
Multiple times.
Am I giving too many spoiler alerts here? Am I okay?
Wait, what?
No, story?
No!
All right, well,
this happened. It happened on a roadway.
Jonesy was driving along with his beloved, and they got into an argument of some sort. She was driving, correct?
Oh, I was driving. She jerked the wheel into oncoming traffic.
She grabbed the wheel and tried to end them both.
Yes.
That's when Jonesy thought it might be time to.
Usually
I don't know if this is
sign.
Working out.
Yeah. The marriage isn't working out.
Until death do us part. That would have been a successful marriage. You guys would have been.
Yes. Now, just to give people a sense on this, I know you might be thinking, like, hey, if I'm driving and somebody jerks the wheel, that's a terrifying experience. It is a terrifying experience, but there is no person who I have ever worked with who I think would be like, how should I put this? Least equipped to handle sounds really bad. I'm not saying that in a negative way, but like, you're not the kind of person who's going to react well to that kind of situation.
Yeah. So what do you do immediately after you arrest control away? Cause you still don't have control of the brake and the gas. Cause yeah. Did she try to gas up at least then and try to send
it? Oh, no, there was another part to it.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I shouldn't have told the story. Go ahead.
It's including a fist.
So
she punched you?
Yeah.
As you were trying to steer the vehicle?
Yes.
What highway was this on?
Oh, it was in Clear Lake. It was in Clear Lake.
It was, really? Were you close to the water, or were you down in...
No, no.
Yeah, so then what did you get out of the vehicle after that?
Yeah.
And then did she leave you on the roadside, or...
Well, no, it was my car.
Oh, okay.
I dropped her off as soon as I could.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
On the side of the road?
How long after that happened?
Well, places to go.
I would have dropped her off on the side of the road.
How long after that? What were you doing down in Clear Lake, by the way?
I live there.
Oh, okay. How long after that did the marriage end? What do you give as the reason when you file? Are you like vehicular homicide? Is that
attempted
vehicular homicide?
Which I will not get into right now.
But. I'm not the most religious person on earth, but I feel like attempted vehicular homicide is
kind of a big deal.
I think the Pope would approve of that one.
So the moral of the story is we think Deshaun Watson's going to play. We're concerned about Correa, but it's nice that they're going to have, let's see, 5 days off between Game 3 of the ALDS and Game 1 of the ALCS. And avoid marrying women who are going to jerk the car when you're driving. Jerk the wheel of the car when you're driving. Avoid that when you're seeking a marriage partner.
Gosh, Jonesy. How long ago was that?
Thankfully, about 13 years ago.
13 years ago.
That's a while.
The thing that sucks is that, like, your next girlfriend paid the price for you living with somebody that tried to kill you. Like, you're always bringing stuff up. Like, would you guys get in an argument every time and have to start looking at the butcher knives and everything and then wondering if this was this is it again?
Yeah, you get that twitch.
Yeah. I'm going to victim blame you on this. I'm going to basically I think, really, at the end of it all, if you would have just done what she had asked you to do, she wouldn't have tried to kill you.